Welcome to On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah, a podcast presented by ReformJudaism.org. Every week, Rabbi Rick Jacobs, president of the Union for Reform Judaism, shares a new spin on the weekly Torah portion in 10 minutes or less. Some weeks he'll be joined by a special guest, and some weeks he'll just share his own perspective. On the Other Hand always provides a modern take on over 2,000 years of Jewish wisdom. This week, episode 56, we welcome Evan Traylor, the presidential fellow for millennial engagement here at the Union for Reform Judaism. He and Rabbi Jacobs will be talking about Parshat Yitro and asking whether or not you have a Jethro in your own life and how you have welcomed that person in.
This week we focus our attention on Parshat Yitro. Yitro is the name of Moses' father-in-law, Jethro in English. What is exceptional about Jethro is that he is a person of extraordinary wisdom and insight. At the same time, he is a Midianite priest. He's not only not Jewish, he is the leader of a different faith community. What's truly remarkable is that he changes the course of Moses' leadership. Our sage Moses, our rabbi, our teacher, is not only influenced but guided at about the core work that he does leading the Jewish people and judging the ancient Israelites. We also know that he blesses his son-in-law. It raises the question, really, of the place of those who are not Jewish in our lives. And I'm very honored that today in the podcast, I can introduce Evan Traylor, who is the first presidential fellow for millennial engagement here at the URJ and a remarkable leader in his own right. So welcome, Evan.
Thank you, Rabbi Jacobs. Great to be here.
So, Evan, talk to us, because I think all of us are trying to figure out how is it that in the course of almost every one of our families, there are really important people who are not Jewish, who aren't simply along for the ride, but may in fact, like Jethro, bring wisdom and insight and really inspiration to our lives. Do you have a Jethro in your life?
Absolutely. So I want to take you back to Nashville and to Louisville, where my parents first met and then got married. And my dad was not raised Jewish. And as my parents got together and built their relationship, my mom knew that having Jewish children, children that were part of the Jewish community, was really important. And so my dad didn't ever convert, but he goes to services with us, celebrates holidays with us, and has really become part of not only our family community, but also the community in Oklahoma City, where I was raised, and now in Charlotte, North Carolina, where my parents are.
So we're not just talking about a member of your family, we're talking about your dad. And here, you know, in the Torah, it's father-in-law, so it's also really, really close. You know, as you lead and you're part of a whole incredible cohort of young leaders within our movement, is this whole issue of the place of, you know, important non-Jewish family members, is this something that resonates? You hear others talk about? Are there stories of still people feeling a little bit uncomfortable and kind of wanting to build some kind of little firewall for, you know, the Jewish family and those who are not? How is this kind of echoing through your generational conversations?
Absolutely. I think my friends growing up in youth group and at summer camp, we would always have conversations of, I remember had several friends who also had a parent who was not raised Jewish, but again, was part of the Jewish community and felt part of that Jewish community. And so it's definitely a conversation, but I think among my peers, we're almost past that. We want to be able to say that no matter who somebody is and where they are coming from, that they're part of this Jewish community and that they deserve and want a place in this community. We just need to make that space for them.
Great. So your experience, and I think your leadership suggests that this is, in a sense, an opportunity for us to not just have our arms around and to welcome in, but also to learn from and bring, people bring their experience. Yitro brings his own faith experience, which is valued and actually has an impact. So that we don't just ask people who are not Jewish or members of our Jewish community and family to come and to kind of just listen, but actually also to bring their inspiration and maybe even some of their, you know, agitation, right? That they're part of the family means you get to be part of the conversation. Can you think of an example where in your extended family, where you know there really is a new source of spiritual insight, particularly because someone comes from the outside, they notice things that those of us on the inside may not in fact even notice.
Absolutely. So every year my family goes to Kansas City. That's where most of my dad's family still is. And they were brought up in the Christian faith tradition and still go to church every Sunday and are very connected with that community. But I remember a few years ago going to Kansas City, and just like always, we gather in my grandma's tiny house and we gather around, and right before we enjoy a delicious meal together, we say a prayer. And it's usually one of my uncles on my dad's side who comes together and brings everyone together and says a prayer, and then we go and enjoy. In this particular case, we got together, everyone's holding hands. He asks everyone to bow their heads, and he says, "I would like to invite Evan, who I know is interested in becoming a rabbi and is interested in a leader in the Jewish community, and I want to invite Evan to provide us a little inspiration before our meal." And I was very taken aback, not ready for this at all, but was able to provide just a little bit of inspiration for that community and really emphasized how important it is, whether people are coming from all over the country, from different faith backgrounds, that we're together here in this moment and that our family gets to celebrate being together. And it was a really, really special moment for me and I think for everyone in that room.
Beautiful teaching. So let's just think for a moment about the Yitro in each of our families. Who are they? What's their relationship? What is their gift that they give? The Jewish people honor Yitro. First of all, he gets the Torah portion of the week named after him. It goes on to talk about the revelation of Mount Sinai, but it begins in the frame of Yitro. So I think our tradition is saying there is space within our community from antiquity to today for those wise, remarkable people who are part of our family, who bring not only love and relationship, but also bring wisdom. So think about the Yitros, and let's all find ways to build those bridges, because it's a two-way bridge. The blessing you offered also inspired people in your extended family who are not Jewish, but boy, they got to experience the beauty and the power of our tradition. We live in a new day. We live in a remarkably diverse community, and I think that we should honor this Torah portion's hero by making sure that we as a Jewish community not only practice audacious hospitality of welcoming, but to know that we need their insights. We need their thinking. We need their give and take that help to shape our community as well. I know that for some people that's stretching, but it's good as a practitioner of a spiritual faith to be stretched. Yitro stretches all of us. Thank you for adding a beautiful and strong and clear voice to our conversation this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah. Want more? Download a new episode each Monday on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you like what you hear, write us a review or share the podcast with a friend. For daily ongoing conversations about Jewish holidays, pop culture, current events, and more, visit reformjudaism.org and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. You can also follow Rabbi Jacobs on Twitter at @urjpresident. On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah is a project of the Union for Reform Judaism, a leading voice in the discussion of modern Jewish life. Until next week, lehitraot.